Liebe ich ganz doll, wenn Künstler hier ins Studio kommen, ihre eigenen Songs hören und sich dann drüber freuen. Das war Sam Fender mit Dead Boys und Sam Fender ist jetzt auch bei mir im Studio. Hello.
Hello.
How you feeling today?
I'm feeling strong.
Strong?
I'm feeling good. I don't have coronavirus.
Thank you.
So I'm good. I feel good.
That's good. I mean, it surprises me because you are like all over the place, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have expected a guy who's like a little bit tired doing
stuff. I was tired last year.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm replenished.
Okay.
I've had a bit of
R&R.
R&R? Rest and recuperation.
Ooh, which is important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a bit of R&R and I feel good. And I've had a little bit of like, I've kind of like changing my schedule so that I'm not burning myself out as much.
This is it.
And I'm just trying, sing smarter, not harder.
Not harder, yes.
So I've been doing a lot of that sort of stuff. And I've got a new vocal coach and she's absolutely incredible.
Did you have some problems with your voice?
Yeah, I just burnt out when I did did too many gigs. And,
yes.
And then like...
You know what?
This
is what I not sort of expected, but this is something I thought of when I saw you first, when we first met in 2018.
Yeah.
You were so busy, and I mean, your career was like jumping up in the air.
And never stopped.
And yeah, and I thought, oh my God, I hope this guy is not like burning out.
Well, I did. I actually had like I'd hemorrhaged my cord, my vocal cord.
Yeah.
But now they're fine. They're completely healed. And I feel like a better singer.
Nice.
Than I ever have been, because I've got this new coach, and all my high notes are like, or even either they're easier to hit. I can hit the high notes easier than I did. Like it got to the point where I picked up a load of bad habits along the way and bad posture and all of that sort of stuff. But now it's good.
This is what have to happen to like change the mind. Whatever job you do, if you burn out, this is the point where you have to think and restart some or change some bad habits and stuff. This sometimes it's good. It's not the best way to like do it, but
you've got like it's all part of growing up, isn't it? And it's all part of learning. And as well, like, you know, I started this profession as a kid.
Yeah.
With a guitar who never had, you know, I'm a normal kid from like a working class blue collar town.
Mm-hmm.
Very working class family.
Mm-hmm.
We're not I've never had any vocal lessons.
Yeah.
I never did any singing. Of course.
Crazy.
I didn't. I've never ever learned. Nobody taught me how to sing.
Yeah.
I just sang.
Yeah.
I sang because it was what I did. And then now it's like, that's all fair and well when you're in your hometown doing like one gig every month. But then when you start doing like millions of shows, I mean, we did like 170 or something in that first year when we were coming over here for the first time, like 2 years ago.
This is crazy.
Yeah, we never stop.
Yeah, you never stop.
Yeah, it was wild.
I translate for a second. Also ich habe jetzt gerade mal gefragt, wie es ihm so geht. Ihm geht's wieder gut. Er war tatsächlich ein bisschen ausgebrannt im letzten Jahr, hat sich aber jetzt wieder voll gut gefangen, hat jetzt auch einen Vocal Coach, ein Mensch, der ihm das Singen ein bisschen beibringt, weil er immer wieder ein bisschen zu doll war und hat sich da seine Stimme da kaputt gemacht tatsächlich. Aber ist wieder komplett am Start und er hat auch wahnsinnig gute Laune. Also er versprüht die auch. Ich finde das wahnsinnig toll. Und ich glaube, der hat Bock heute Abend. So you're looking forward, right? Tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait.
I
can't wait.
So let's talk about this because yesterday Uli, our music guy, jumped in and he was like, "Sam Fender, did you recognize that Sam Fender sang with Sir Elton John at the Oscars?" And I was like, "No, I didn't know it. I didn't get." Please tell us how that happened.
Yeah, it's the story of the week.
Yes,
it's. So Elton, is a fan, and he called me up. I did an interview with him like last year, and then I got a call off for his Beats One radio show.
Okay.
And then I got a call off David Joseph, he's the head of Universal in the UK, and he was like, "Oh, Elton wants to meet you." Like, and he says he wants me and you to go for dinner at his house. And I was like, yeah, sweet. So I went for dinner in his house in Windsor, which was just completely and utterly insane and wonderful.
Yeah.
But what I took away from it is like regardless of the fact that he's like, you know, ridiculously like wealthy and just a legend.
Mm-hmm.
He's just such a normal dude. Like he's such a normal, caring, wonderful guy. He was like mega, mega empathetic and wonderful, and his fingers on the pulse with music, and he's always looking for the new artists coming through, and he really, really looks after people. And all the amazing things that he's done with these AIDS Foundation as well. So then we kind of became friends after that. We had dinner and met him and his husband, David Furnish, who's lovely as well. Mm-hmm. And we were sat there just kind of talking about music, and I was playing his piano, and it was just crazy. And then every so often after that, when I was going through a rough patch with my health and stuff, he would call me up, and he was always ringing me up, making sure I was okay, and if there was anything I needed, or kind of like if he gave me loads of advice on do apple cider vinegar gargles and stuff before I go on stage and things. He's like, I did that back in the day. He's like, the first time I went to Los Angeles, and he's like, before I went on stage at the Troubadour, he's like, I did apple cider vinegar gargles. And then I played the Troubadour like in 2019, and he played it in the 70s. And just before you rang us up just before I went on stage, he's like, don't fuck this up.
No.
And then he just called. I got a call off him just before Christmas, and he's like, will you come play the Oscars after party? And I was like, what? I was like, last year you had the Killers. I was like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Like, are you sure you want me? Like, I was like, you don't want to get somebody like, you know, professional. And he's like, I want you to do it. And then, so he flew us all out to LA, and we went to the Oscars after party, and you can't tell the story without name dropping.
Yeah.
So like, I was.
It's not just having a duet with Sir Elton John, a legend. There are legends as well in the audience.
Yeah,
right?
Like I was sat next. So, well, put it this way: on my table alone, I was sat next to it was like Heidi Klum, Sharon Stone, Donatella Versace, like, Angelina Jolie just walks over.
Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne, she just turned up as well.
Crazy.
I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And then, it was just completely nuts. But yeah, and then he got up and sang "Will We Talk" with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I remember talking to him on the phone. I was like, he's like, let's do a song together. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, let's totally do a song together. I was like, can we do Benny and the Jets? I was like, I love Benny and the Jets. I'd love to do that. And he's like, nah, we'll do one of yours. It's like, all right. It's like, fine. No problem.
Well, this is it sounds like the time of your life.
It was just insanity.
Insane.
He's insane. He rang me last night. Like when we came off stage.
What are you doing?
He's like, how the gig go? How the gig go?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because he's going to be in New York at the same time as us. So we're going to record the second album in New York. So we're going to go and take a break from it one night and go watch Elton play in Madison Square Garden.
Nice. Oh, you dropped something I want to talk about, but let's listen to the song you sang with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
go on.
Will We Talk? It's not the version, of course, with Elton John, but it's yours. Are there official videos of that? I just found snippet.
I think there's just clips online, probably.
Just
tweets and stuff. Yeah, yeah. It's just loads of multimillionaires tweeting it.
Also ihr könnt danach suchen, die Geschichte jetzt mal kurz zusammenzufassen. Er hat sich mit Sir Elton John angefreundet und hat dann auch bei der Afterparty von den Oscars mit ihm zusammen den Song gesungen, den wir jetzt hören, und zwar Will We Talk, hier ist Sam Fender. Sam Fender, Will We Talk, hier bei Flux FM, und dieser Herr steht auch neben mir, and I say hello again.
Hello.
Crazy stories to tell.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah, wild. I mean, your career blew up in the sky like within 3 years.
Yeah, it went from 0 to 60 in like 6 months, though, in the last 6 months, I think.
It is crazy.
It went 0 to a million. It just went completely crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's been like a pressure cooker building up and building up and building up and building up, and then suddenly like the last, like when every tour that we've done in the UK, before we went on the tour, the next tour has been sold out. So it's just been completely stupid.
Crazy. I mean, I thought about it because the last show you played here in Berlin was at Astra, and it's like the 1,500 capacity.
Yeah.
And now it's Columbia Halle, which is more than double size.
Yeah. Crazy.
It is crazy.
And that's like, that's over here as well. Like, and like, it's mad. Like, it's mad to think that it's even kicking off over here. Because it, like in the UK, it's like stupid. It's getting stupid.
How do you
We're doing 20,000 people in London. And we're doing, Yeah, like 10,000 a night, two nights. So doing 10,000 a night each night, and then we're doing 12,000 in Newcastle, 13,000 in Leeds. It's 70,000 people in the whole tour, and there's only 9 gigs.
Great. This is really crazy. But how do you stay grounded, to be honest? How do you stay grounded? Who grounds you, or is there something or someone?
I still live in my hometown.
Yeah.
So I still live in the place that I grew up, which is like, you know, very, very normal and
blue
collar. This
is what Billie Eilish is doing as well.
Yeah, and people just kind of like, people just don't, like, they don't treat me, I'm still just this stupid kid that people know me as Sam. Like, they don't, you know, I'm not Sam Fender. Yeah. I'm just that Sam, the little idiot that they grew up
doing music.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, Sam, he goes away and he comes back.
Yeah, like, know, yeah, maybe this is it. What keeps a person grounded? I mean, better it is. It's not.
There's that, I think, as well, but just I try to make like normality a hobby when I'm home. So like I try to just do very normal things. I try to see my godfather's children, or like they're like my surrogate brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, they're one's 10, one's like, one's 16.
Okay. Doing normal stuff with kids.
So they're just like, I just sit and chat to them about school and like, how's school doing? And, you know, like, cause you know, like, it doesn't matter. Like, when you become famous, life still goes on normally around all your friends and all your family. Like, it doesn't change for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've just got to, like, you know, you've just got to still be a part of it.
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't change you. A lot of the time, it's actually the people around you that change their perception of you, or they change their attitudes towards you. Mm-hmm. It's the people who are very, very close to you don't.
Yeah,
like the people who like matter don't. It's all the people that don't know you, like assume that you think you're something else or whatever. It's not like, mm-hmm. it's never normally, nothing's changed with me, for Christ's sake. I think I'm like, I wake up every morning and I'm like, you're an idiot. How the hell did this happen to you? You're a complete and utter moron. I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, you are the biggest imposter on the planet. But that, I think that kind of is natural. Mm-hmm. If I didn't feel like that, I'd be a bit worried.
Yeah. Ja.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay. Also ihr habt jetzt gerade kurz bewiesen, wie sehr er auf dem Boden noch ist und wie er auch da bleibt. Er hat seine ganze Familie natürlich um sich, macht ganz normale Sachen, aber ist halt auch in UK ist das gerade krass, was da um ihn abgeht. Da hat er irgendwie zweimal in London gespielt, jede Nacht 10.000 Leute und so. Also so komplett verrückt, was da gerade, und er fühlt das auch, er sieht das auch, wie verrückt das eigentlich ist, und er fühlt sich ja eigentlich noch wieder ganz normal Sam, der halt in einer kleinen Stadt aufgewachsen ist. So let's talk about you dropped it. You're working on a new album right now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, I haven't started it.
You haven't started?
No.
Okay.
I've written it. I think I've wrote most of it.
Are you a type of guy who's on the road writing songs, still in process writing songs?
Yeah, I write all the time. I've got about 45, 50 songs.
50?
For the second.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
you get a range of 50 songs?
There's definitely like 20 that are stronger than the other 30, though.
But what an output.
I think about half of them are stronger than the other half. There's like a half that's the stronger half.
But I guess it's enough for an album.
I've just got to try and find out which ones are sonically, like some of them I really like, but it's sonic. It's like trying to find the ones that fit sonically and thematically. Because the first album is sonically all over the place. It's like I've like, because it was songs that were written over the course of 5 years. Mm-hmm. So now I'm trying to make a bit more of a kind of more focused piece of work. I want to like have something that kind of has more of an identity than the first album. But I haven't started it yet, and it's probably not going to be ready till like next year, I think.
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, the last album came 2018, so it's okay too.
2019,
that's what I mean. 2 years, it's okay. But how do you pick that? I mean, do you have people around you who are like saying, okay, this is better than this, or are you the only person who's going to pick it and decide?
I have people who, like, you know, they put their input in, but... Yeah. It's my decision in the end.
Crazy. Also 50 Songs hat er geschrieben schon jetzt in der Zeit, in der er eben auf Tour ist, schreibt er immer wieder Songs. Und 50 Songs hat er, die Hälfte davon ist auf jeden Fall stärker als die andere Hälfte, hat er gesagt. Aber da ist auf jeden Fall was dabei fürs neue Album. Das wird dann Ende des Jahres aufgenommen, beziehungsweise da fängt er dann an, dran zu arbeiten. Und dann im nächsten Jahr gibt's auch ein neues Album von Sam Fender. So what, we're running out of time. What can we expect tonight at Columbia Halle? What's on?
A rock show.
A rock show. I saw you at Astra and I experienced it as a rock show. So
yeah,
bigger, better, faster, more.
a bigger band, I suppose. Uh-huh. I think I don't know if we had Johnny last time. I don't think we did.
I don't know.
Did we have Johnny last time?
I'm
saxophone
sure.
player.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. That's okay. what I remember.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just, I don't know. Just, yeah, a rock show.
Having fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Oh, there'll be Holdout as well.
Yeah.
I don't think we played Holdout last time.
Oh, this is a new one and we listen to it right now.
Yeah.
But we have some guest lists that we can put out to all the listeners.
Oh, nice.
Also, wenn ihr hin wollt, heute Abend, er hat gesagt, es wird auf jeden Fall eine große Rockshow. Heute Abend spielt Sam Fender in der Columbia-Halle. Wenn ihr hin möchtet, ein bisschen Gästeliste haben wir für euch unter 030 2000 9000. Einfach anrufen und mit ein bisschen Glück steht ihr dann auf der Gästeliste. So we're gonna listen to Holdout, which is the newest.
Mhm.
And I hope you stop by next time when you're in Berlin.
Yeah, definitely.
Playing
I love coming here.
Playing the Birdie Music Hall or the Mercedes-Benz Arena. Or
that'd be cool. Yeah. That would be nice.
Might happen.
You never know.
You never know.
If I work hard enough,
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. But take care of yourself.
I will. I'll be good.
Good.
Thank you so much for having me again, yeah?
Thank you, Sam Fender.
Legend.
Den hören wir jetzt mit Holdout aus die neueste Single. Heute Abend ist in der Columbia-Halle.